British Public Radio. Comedy.
Well, just before the John Dredge Nothing to Do with Anything show, let's have a look at what's on later tonight. At 4:40, James Haldall Smith presents Music to Explode By, and here's an exclusive preview. Then at 5:40, it's another edition of My Mother the Car, a powerful new documentary series about people whose mothers are cars.
Hey, Mum, where are me socks? Thanks, Mum.
And at 6:40 in That's Concrete, more liquid concrete will be poured over a very special guest. This week it's Ken Livingstone.
When the Olympics start, it is going to be an amazing spectacle. The whole world will be watching an amazing extravagance of 3 weeks of sport. But the biggest significance is an area that has been forgotten about for 30 years. And the industry changed.
That's all coming up later tonight here on Non-BBC One. But now...
It's the John Dredge Nothing to Do with Anything show.
On tonight's programme, I'll be attempting to start a major international incident using an empty washing up liquid bottle and sticky back plastic. I'll also be building a spaceship out of some silage with the Society of Interplanetary Farmers, and in part 74, I'll be interviewing a load of wardrobes.
Hello, John, we're wardrobes.
Not now, wardrobes.
Oh.
But first, it's time for The World of Twig Harper.
I'm Twig Harper, and this is Norris.
Hello!
On today's edition of The World of Twig Harper, we'll be... Hold on a minute. Where's the rest of the script?
Good heavens! It's been stolen!
Norris, call the police at once!
What? Oi, police!
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here, then?
You don't sound like a very convincing policeman.
I can assure you, sir, I'm a genuine policeman. Look at my badge, if you don't believe me.
Genuine policeman. Ah, yes, that all seems to be in order.
No, then, sir. What seems to be the trouble?
Someone's stolen part of my script.
Oh, I see. And have you any idea who might have done this?
Well, I suppose it could have just been a jealous presenter.
Or possibly someone else.
Yes, that's true. Good thinking, Norris.
Well, if you could give me some details of the missing script, I'll have an identikit picture of it drawn up right away.
It was A4 in size and about 10 pages in length.
Right, I'll get down to the nick and we'll be in touch as soon as there are any developments. Exits in police car.
Well, due to the aforesaid lack of script, sadly, we must now bring today's edition of The World of Twig Harper to a close. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Twig!
Shut up, Norris.
You're listening to the Nothing to Do with Anything show here on Wherever We Are, where it's time now for Bowler Hat Weekly. On the panel this week, we have Ralph Mollusk, a man who has considerable experience of bowler hats in the Nottingham area.
Good evening.
With him is Brian Basement, bowler hat expert and Britain's least known person.
Good evening.
Who are you again?
Brian Basement.
If you say so. And also joining us on the programme tonight are some other people.
It's nice to be back on the show, John.
Ralph, if I can turn to you first, what do you think of the recent bowler hat problem?
Well, may I say just this?
Yes, could you expand on that a little?
Certainly. Where there are bowlers, let us bring hats, and where there are hats, let us bring bowlers.
But what would you do if, for example, a bowler hat was fired at you from a cannon?
At what sort of velocity would the hat be travelling?
4.2, if not more so.
Well, in that case, I would avoid the oncoming hat using tactics known only to the few.
I see. Brian Basement, how did you first become involved with bowler hats?
Well, it's quite a funny story, actually, because someone asked me.
Yes, that's not particularly funny, is it, Norman?
Brian.
Sorry, Bernard. But I'd like to ask a more general question now. Are bowler hats simply on the way out? Let's throw that one open to the floor. Yes, you.
Well, I don't know much about it, to be honest.
Thank you, the floor. Next week, we ask the ceiling.
I'm not getting involved!
Oh, excuse me, there's someone at the cartoon door. Why, if it isn't Dmitri Shostakovich, what are you doing here? I thought you died in 1975, having gone down in history as one of the greatest Russian composers of all time.
I've just moved in next door, and I was wondering if I could borrow a cup of sugar.
Certainly, come in, come in. So, are you, working on any new music at the moment?
I certainly am, John, yes. What do you think of this?
That's great, Schozza. Just great. Although it does sound a little bit like the Andante from your second piano concerto played backwards.
Blast! You got me there. You won't tell anybody, will you? Only I've been commissioned to write a piece by tomorrow afternoon and I've run out of ideas.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. After all, it must be hard to keep churning out classics all the time.
It is, John. Maybe I need to listen to other types of music for inspiration.
Well, look no further, Dmitri, because you're just in time for the John Dredge Nothing to Do with Anything show Record of the Week.
Get them on in. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm delighted, of course, to be here. I just want to address my remarks really to the poppers or whatever. We are planning a summer like no other. Am I right? I think I am. London will be gridlocked and expensive, and there's much, much more that we need to do. I have already lost, such as the athletic exertion I've been putting myself through, I've already lost one stone, like a vast mutant jobby. By the way, you can't fudge that. So let me say once and for all, take a bow, and F you too.
Yes, that's Boris and the Johnsons, recorded live at the Budokan Henley with their interpretation of Summertime Blues.
Get down on the boogie, man.
Thanks, Shostakovich. I'll certainly bear that in mind.
The Radio
Dredge
Boat Show.
Today, live from Peterborough, it's the Nothing to Do with Anything Road Show with John Dredge.
Radio
Dredge
on the road.
As part of today's roadshow, I'm going to talk to some of the locals. Hello there, sir.
Hello, you.
Tell me, what do you like about Peterborough?
Well, you get all sorts of unusual things down here, you know.
I think you'd be better off talking to a medical professional about that.
Oh, all right. Well, have a look at this instead.
Goodness me, what's that?
It's an alarm clock with a tuber nailed to the side.
How unusual. Where did you get it?
From that bloke in the postbox over there.
What's he doing in a postbox?
Nothing much. He's just a bit shy.
Well, let's see if we can have a word with him then. Hello, sir. Hello in there. Tell me, do you live in Peterborough? You don't? Well, maybe I can talk to this gentleman instead. Hello there. Are you a resident of Peterborough?
No, I live here. I'm just going to the library.
Well, perhaps I can follow you in, sir.
Righto.
Are there usually riots going on in here?
Oh, yes, it can get quite lively at times.
Well, I'm going to ask the library attendant exactly what's going on. Excuse me, sir, can you tell me what's happening?
Keep it down, please. This is a library, you know.
Right, sorry. Can you tell me what's happening here?
Well, one of our regulars, Mrs. Stanhope, had reserved a copy of The Count of Monte Cristo, but unfortunately someone else had taken it out before she came in to collect it. She got a bit annoyed and things just escalated from there.
Well, that's most interesting. And would you like to hear a record of your choice?
No, not really. I dare say it'd be difficult to hear it over all the rioting.
Well, in that case, it's back to me in the studio.
Thank you, me on location. And tomorrow, the roadshow will be coming from a sideboard at 31 Milner's Lane, Frinton.
Radio Dredge. On the road.
You're listening to the Nothing to Do with Anything show, where in just a moment, you'll be able to hear the return of our most popular feature, Corner. But first, joining me in the studio tonight is an odd little man. Hello there.
Hello, John. It's nice to be here. I'm a big fan of your show, particularly Corner.
I'm very glad to hear that. And also tonight, I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio a Dalek. Hello.
Hi there, John. Can I just say I also very much enjoy Corner.
Thank you very much indeed, Dalek. I can only hope that this week's Corner is as good as last week's.
yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Well, odd little man, not only are you a very odd little man...
One of the oddest, John.
But you're also a leading oceanographer, I believe.
Yes, that's right, John.
And you've brought something rather special for us to have a look at tonight, haven't you?
That's right, John. It's the sea.
My goodness me, that is rather wet, isn't it? Tell me, is that the whole sea or just part of it?
It's the whole thing, John.
Is it really? My goodness me. And what do you think of it, Mr. Dalek? Oh dear, he's drowned.
That's one of the unfortunate side effects of bringing the sea into such a confined space, John. It's a good thing we're both good swimmers.
Well, thank you once again, odd little man. Will you be bringing something along with you next week?
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I'll be bringing a herd of sheep with me.
Yes, you have just spoiled the surprise there, though, haven't you?
Damn.
There's a kind of hush.
Shut up!
And I'm afraid that brings us to the point of the show where I say, that's all we've got time for on the Nothing to Do with Anything show for this week. Thanks to Greg Haste, Miles Eady, producer Richard Cray, and assistant stenographer Mikola Powerlock. And I hope you will join us again next time for all the usual fun and games, including a special international edition of Corner. But until then, from me, John Dredge, and all of us here, it's